was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Looking kind of funny with your basket of eggs. Children singing, what's the bunny bringing for me on Easter Day? Mom is cooking.
Hello, 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 hello. That's enough of that. Thank you, Joe. So that was our Easter. That was our Easter song for the day. Happy Easter! It is. I hope we didn't scare you away with that one. No, that was cute. Happy Easter, everyone. And I don't sound very loud, but I think it's my. There we go. And Passover also. If you recognize and celebrate Passover, happy Passover to you as well. And if you don't recognize or celebrate either of them, just celebrate this awesome day. Beautiful weather we're having outside. Thank goodness there's no more rain for a little while, or maybe for good. Maybe I haven't checked the weather, but I hope it's done for a while. And go out and celebrate and enjoy this beautiful day. There are some Easter events going on out and about. I think most of them were yesterday. But I did notice, I think Safari West has something going on. A couple of the churches in town have Easter egg hunts for the kids, and some wineries have some fun adult Easter stuff. So get out there, enjoy the day. It's absolutely beautiful already. I think it's supposed to be in the mid-70s, which is really my perfect day. So not too hot, not too cold, blue skies and some clouds and... Perfect. If you came to Mike's celebration of life yesterday, thank you for coming. It was a great turnout, a really good turnout. We had, I don't know if we figured out how many, but we had tables and chairs. You know, we had tables set up around the room and then chairs in the back to accommodate at least 300 people, and there was not enough. I think there were people still standing.
Standing room only. And when I was driving in, you know, I was wondering how many people were going to be here and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's always a guess.
It was as we were turning right to go down the road, there mm-hmm. was like half a dozen cars at least turning the same way.
Yeah, we were all showing up.
Wow, these can't all be coming to Mike, but the parking lot was over full. You had to park in the other one. It was really a nice day. Mike was smiling yesterday.
He was, sure. And he would have been incredibly proud of himself, and we're proud of him. It was a nice day, and we had, you know, we celebrated. There were some tears, and there were some, a lot of laughs, and a lot of. I put up a slideshow with some great pictures, some pictures of the Mike Kelly nobody ever knew. And we called it kind of, you know, celebrating a life well lived is kind of how we dubbed this event. And it really was. And he lived a very interesting life and lived it very well and lived it hard. And he was a good guy. So it was a good event. And I wanted to just kind of publicly thank everybody that this was an event that we put on. It was just a group of friends, colleagues. We didn't want to burden the family with it. They had their own private celebration of life and memorial shortly after his passing in January, or it was in February they had their event. And, you know, Mike was kind of a celebrity, so there was a lot of people, and it was going to be a huge event. So we said, you do your thing, and then we'll do our thing, and invited the family. Obviously, the family came, and what made me feel really good, I think, about that, them being there, is just seeing that, you know, the man that they didn't, you know, this Mike Kelly, they all grew up with and around as family. I don't think they realized the depth of his reach and the stature.
I know I did. And I was with him.
Right. And a lot of people went, oh, my gosh. You know, so he was a very, you know, big man, and not, you know, big in the terms of he was big, bigger than life. He was... Bigger than life. Anyway, so, you know, so we put on this event, and it was not a Norbar, North Bay Association, it was not a Norbar sponsored event. It wasn't a realtor-sponsored event. It wasn't a Rotary-sponsored event. It was a community-sponsored event. And we had just, we started this out going, you know, we're probably going to end up having to pay for this whole thing, you know, just the few people that were organizing it. But we met our goal with donations almost to the T, and it was awesome. We were able to leave a good tip for the servers at our event, and really everybody contributed. The money that came out from realtors, from different brokerages, different lenders, and the Rotary, this Santa Rosa Sunrise Rotary, and it speaks a lot to who the man was, that there were these, that were people that were willing to reach into their pockets or their wallets and write a check to make this awesome event happen for Mike. And it was touching to see that people cared so much about him that they wanted to contribute and wanted to be part. And in the real estate community, we do a lot of nonprofit events. We do or fundraising events, and we always have sponsors. And we, you know, and there's always, you know, different organizations wanting to put their money in so that they can have their name up on the board somewhere, you know. And this wasn't about that. It wasn't a sponsored event. It was appreciating Mike for who he was, what he did to the real estate community. Let me help, you know, and it was that. It wasn't wanting recognition for it. So I just want to, you know, thank everyone for that. And if you contributed, you know who you are, and I'm not going to go through the list because it's too big of a list and I don't want to leave anyone out. And again, it wasn't about that. So, but I do want to thank John Duran, Paul Heck, Harry Coffey, Ari Walker, Deborah and Bill Wagner, Petey's Petals, Gerard at Sally Tomatoes, and Luann, Mike's wife, and a couple of his cousins and friends who really helped us put this together. And Otto Kobler also helped. So to those people, thank you. Thank you. It came out really good. It was a great event. And we really appreciate everybody being there and coming together. And what an awesome send-off. So we will miss you very much, Mike, and continuing the legacy with this radio show. And so, you know, that's why I'm here, to continue kind of educating the public, educating realtors as best I can. I know I'm not a, you know, 30-year veteran or 50-year, he was 1978, I forget what, I think it was over 40 years that he was in real estate. So
that's what he said.
Is that what he said?
It would have been over 40 years was last year.
Yeah, because 78.
And he was always guessing how long he was here. He was never sure.
Right. So, yes, we lost a wealth of knowledge about everything. And you know, Luann stood up yesterday, and really proud of her. And if you're listening, Luann, thank you for having the courage to get up there in front of this giant crowd and talk about Mike and tell us things. I mean, a lot of it I know because I've heard the stories from you and from him, but a lot of people didn't know so much about Mike and his, you know, we knew Mike, the realtor, Mike, the radio show guy. We didn't know Mike, the person, or a lot of people didn't. So for you to have the courage and strength to stand up in front of this giant crowd of people and tell us about Mike Kelly, the man, was very courageous of you, and thank you for having the strength to do that. And if you weren't there, you missed some really nice little tidbits about Mike. And if you couldn't make it, I'm sorry you missed it. So we're going to have a day at the ballpark with Mike Kelly, and had some people sign up yesterday, and we do have some space left. If you are interested at all, you can give me a call directly. It's 799-3617, 799-3617, and we're going to go celebrate a day in the ballpark with Mike Kelly in his honor coming up here in June. So that will be fun, and our another, you know, final, because that was kind of his thing. And we sang Take Me Out to the Ballpark. That was
to
fun.
The ball game.
Ball game. Yeah, I say it wrong. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Take me out.
We'll forgive you for that. And that was a super start to the whole thing.
It really got things
rolling, and everybody got into it. And yeah, that was pretty cool. Sort of reminded me of my dad's funeral. All his grandkids were the pallbearers, and they were dressed in 49er or Giant gear.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that sort of reminded me of
that's
that.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we wanted to start, you know, and that really kind of introduced the theme of the day, which was that we were celebrating. We're not, we're sad, but we wanted to celebrate Mike. And so we did. And also we had a bagpipe player, I think it's called a bagpipe player, Nick Parado. Wanted to also thank him. He stepped up in basically about 3 days ago when the one we had scheduled had a conflict and had to cancel. And we went, oh my gosh, we can't have Mike Kelly's celebration of life without bagpipes. So he came to the rescue and showed up and did a great job and played us in at the beginning and then played us out at the end with Amazing Grace, Kathy Slack, our Kathy Slack, sang Amazing Grace. And you have an interesting story you want to talk about. Do we have a breaking news story on Kathy?
Well, it's not exactly
not yet.
Breaking, but she did message me today. Sometime today, she's going to have a great Easter because sometime today, she's her first grandson, I think she said it was.
Yeah,
is going to come. Her daughter is being induced as we speak, so it could happen at any time.
Oh, any minute.
She says in the next couple of hours, that was about an hour ago, she's close to the big show. She's taken a last rest before, so it might be happening right now. So best thoughts, Kathy.
Yeah.
And as usual, you did a wonderful job. What was the other song they added to the...
Proud Mary.
Yeah, that was awesome, too.
She made the mistake of saying, Mike would have rather had me sing, probably up here singing Proud Mary, and everybody laughed. And so when she was exiting the stage, John Duran kind of egged her on and said, no, come on, sing Proud Mary. So she stepped in and with little prompting and sang Proud Mary, and we all sang along.
As did the whole crowd.
Yeah. And we all sang along. And then we did a In My Life sing along. I mean, it was a lot of singing. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about real estate. This is Allison Norman, the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour, and we'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Good morning. I don't know, my voice sounds a little weird today. I have found a little bit of a cold, and I know I've been dealing with allergies also with all this wind and the super bloom of wildflowers and pollen everywhere. but maybe it was all the singing yesterday. We were all singing at Mike's celebration. But I woke up this morning. My throat just feels kind of swollen. I feel like you could probably hear it in my voice. But it is me, Allison Norman, here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, the longest running real estate talk show. With Mike, it was close to 30 years, we think. And continuing the legacy. So we've been having a lot of guests and a lot of, a lot of good community information and, things going on in real estate and the community in Sonoma County. Because it's Easter, I didn't want to burden anyone with coming in for Easter. My kids are all grown. I have grandchildren who I'm sure are out to, well, they probably have already found all the Easter eggs. But anyway, so we're going to talk about a little bit about real estate numbers. I want to talk about some things going on in the real estate community. We have our annual legislation day, or ledge day, we call it. But when you put it in writing, it looks like it says leg day because of the English language. So LEG is the abbreviation. But anyway, it is ledge day, and that's coming up May 1st. Actually, I'll just talk about it right now. So that's coming up May 1st. And then May 2nd, if you stay the night or, just come up again, it's up in Sacramento, obviously, the capital. May 1st, if you and I guess I'm just talking to the realtors right now, but I think it's important for the public to kind of know what we do other than just selling houses. So bear with me here. So May 1st, Ledge Day, there is a NORBAR, North Bay Association of Realtors, actually does a bus. I don't know if they're, I think they're doing that again this year, but I usually just drive up myself. And we go, we have a huge, this is all of the California Association of Realtors. So people come up from Southern California and, all over California. Usually the governor is there. I believe Governor Newsom is going to be there. It's been obviously Governor Brown, who's actually a really interesting speaker. So it'll be interesting to see what Gavin Newsom has to say. But we have, it's kind of a big rally. But then we hear about the causes that and the things going on in the government, the California legislature and legislation that's on the books and going to be voted on, and talk about what the California Association of Realtors is supporting, and then what we're as an organization, what we're opposed to. And we basically march to the Capitol. We leave this big, convention center and walk over to the Capitol, and we have pre-planned meetings with different legislators. And it's a really interesting, to watch the process. We're a pretty mighty group and force, and really, our goal, the California Association of Realtors goal, is protecting and conserving homeowner rights, which in turn protects us as a profession and an industry. But really, looking out for the homeowner, and that's kind of what the basis of everything that CAR, California Association Realty Realtors, either supports or opposes. So that's a really interesting, it's a really powerful day. So I encourage you, if you're new to real estate or if you've been in it a long time, sign up for it and go. So it's May 1st. And then if you can stay, spend the night or drive back up to Sacramento May 2nd, Joel Siegel is CAR economist, CEO, I forgot, I don't know exactly his title. I'm sorry, Joel. Anyway, he is always puts on a really good presentation about kind of the state of the real estate in California. And his, this year, it's titled Shift. You don't have to hit the sound button. I say shift, S-H-I-F-T, but shift happens. Opportunities and threats to California housing market, the mid-year luncheon. So if you get a chance to get up there, you really should do that. It's always very interesting to hear from him and his take on things. And it's not all doom and gloom. Don't let the title scare you. But there really is kind of a shift in place, and it's not a I want to be careful to make sure people don't. I think what happened at the end of last year is there was so much hype and so much talk about this shift that buyers got scared, and we had a lot of buyers going, well, why should I buy now? We're going to shift and prices are going to go down, and you know, maybe I shouldn't buy at the height of the market. And you know, now we're seeing that didn't happen. So it's really about just kind of learning about how to, you know, what changes are going to be there. And there really are some very genuine threats, I think, coming up in real estate in California. And just the fact that we're pricing a lot of our younger people out of the market. We're pricing, you know, people are just getting tired of the high prices. I don't think, you know, I think there's still people coming in and there's still money coming in. So I don't see the market, you know, tanking, but I think there's a genuine concern and should be. And you know, we've talked to people like David Guin and, you know, other people in the community and in Sonoma County about what to do to make housing more affordable for our younger people, for our, you know, the workers in the industry and the tourists, you know, the and the firefighters and the police and all of that. So we need, you know, there is a genuine concern. So it'll be an interesting to hear Joel's take on it. And that's May 2nd, if you can get up there to Sacramento. And I'll take some good notes, and you'll expect to hear me talking about it on the radio after the event. So anyway, so that's what's coming up for realtors, and I hope you all get involved. And Mike always encouraged me. He got me involved in really paying more attention. It's not just about buying and, you know, helping people buy and sell homes, but to get involved in the industry, because that's what we need to do to keep everything moving along. And anyway, so that being said, you know, it's interesting. I am going to talk a little bit later when we come back out of the, from the break about, you know, the migration patterns. And as I said, there's a lot of people having, you know, kind of being forced out of California, but there's also people moving in. And I'm going to talk about kind of the areas that people are moving to and from. And there's an interesting report on that. And then also, you know, I'm just got through talking about shift and doom and gloom. No, well, not really doom and gloom, but, you know, the real concerns about the pricing in California. And but there's actually a, you know, confidence levels are up as far as buying a home being an important thing to do. And actually Gen Z are actually, you know, looking at wanting to own property rather than rent, and they're starting, and they know that it's a kind of a daunting process, so they're starting early to save money. And this is, you know, according to research that they, and this is a group, the Gen Z group is, they were born from 1978 to 1995. So I guess I have one Gen, well, I have a couple, 1970, actually all, well, that's interesting. It's right, I'm just looking at this. I'm reading this along with you guys, but I had read it before and it didn't occur to me because I have, that would put all of my kids in here. And so they're millennials, but they're also calling them Gen Z. So, but they are, 1978 to 1995, really realizing that there are some hurdles that they're going to have to reach and overcome. So starting to save money earlier, but they're also starting to move out of California. So I'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back, and just about, you know, where people are moving, what's happening with the migration across the country, and then we'll talk some real estate numbers and then a little bit about getting your house ready for the market, because that's really important right now, more than it has been in a while. Anyway, we will be back. I'm Allison Norman here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we're going to go to news. We'll be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Several Americans are among the more than 200 dead from Easter Sunday church and hotel bombings in Sri Lanka off the southeast coast of India, says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. ABC's Shreya Banerjee in southern India.
8 blasts ripped through churches holding Easter services and several high-end hotels. Among them, St. Anthony's Church, a landmark in the capital, Colombo, and hotels in the central tourist district of the city. Eyewitnesses reported scenes of carnage, and the government says most of these attacks were suicide bombings, probably carried out by a single group. 3 police officers have died during operations to catch suspects. An island-wide curfew has been imposed, and there's a temporary ban on social media as well.
In Britain, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby.
I have sent our condolences to the Cardinal Archbishop in Colombo and told him we are praying for him.
So far, no one's claimed responsibility for the Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. 2, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my 4 children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Getting a bit warmer today, high 76 in Santa Rosa, 63 along the coast with sunny skies. Clear tonight, low 49, 48 on the shores. For tomorrow, mostly blue skies at 83, 68 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a bit warmer at 86, 69 along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning. KSRO Sonoma County's FM News Talk. We're here on 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM. 1350 AM and streaming live always on KSRO.com. And then you can listen to the show as a podcast. So if you're just coming in and you missed the beginning, or if you've missed last week's show, we had Mike Trinan, who was also at Mike's celebration yesterday. It was good to see him again, twice in 2 weeks. So anyway, if you miss a show or you want to, actually you can go back and listen to some of Mike Kelly's shows if you you miss that voice, and who doesn't? If you go to KSRO.com and then you go to shows, and then you click on the little drop-down menu, and then you go to Ask the Expert, and you'll see Allison Norman /real estate, and that'll get you to the podcast for this show, which includes, it's on the same, they kept the same page. So if you scroll down, you will find some of Mike's past shows. And then also, if you go to the realestatehourblog.com, you can find a whole bunch of past articles, and I think there's some links to some past shows. And if you go to Facebook, I know I'm giving you a bunch of information, but if you go to Facebook, what is it called again? We keep changing the name. So it's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on
That's
Facebook.
It. Mike
on Facebook.
Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Mike Allison.
With Allison Norman. Yeah.
Blah. So it's the same as the show and the guests and all that.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll take the link from the KSRO blog and put it on after the show. I think I did that with Mike Trinan's last week. There's a lot of different ways to listen to it. So thank you for joining us and staying in. And there were some radio show listeners, too, that came up to me yesterday at the event. So, like I said, Mike had an amazing reach in so many different areas of the community. Anyway, so I want to just clarify what I was saying. If I could read my notes, it would help. So I got a little hung up on the I was talking about the Generation Z. And it confused me a little because I wrote something about 1978 to 95, which is millennial. So that's not so Generation Z is those young adults born between 1990 and 1994. So they're 18 to 23 years old. And they're the group that in this study, it's showing that, you know, that despite their young age, that they're recognizing that buying a home is not easy and taking a pragmatic approach. Gen Zers are also prioritizing saving over frivolous spending and making sacrifices to prove that they are willing to do whatever it takes. So, and saving for a house was a more important goal than other activities such as planning a wedding, going shopping, or taking a vacation, according to the survey. Some of them expected to get help from their parents to buy a home, but more than half of that group said that they would need to pay their parents back. So it's a different way, the young people coming in, young adults, of looking at how, you know, they want to buy a house and what are they going to need to do it. And this was across the board, you know, national, and obviously in Sonoma County, and that's, you know, kind of what I was talking about earlier. It is a real issue. I'm sorry, I'm over here coughing. It is a real issue with young adults in California, in Sonoma County, I think especially, and they are looking at moving at different areas. But it's good to see, I think, across the board that they are taking a better look at wanting to own a home. And this was, so 59% of that group, the Gen Zs, compared to 40% of millennials, who were the group that was born between 1978 and 95. And I think we saw a lot that millennial were really more into wanting to get out there and experience life and travel and not settle down and own a home. And I think that was a big difference that we saw in that generation as opposed to the prior, which was what, Gen X, I think. You know, so we're seeing another kind of shift in that, where now the young adults coming in are saying, you know what, I really want to own a home. I don't want to rent. And they're seeing that, you know, renting is just, you know, throwing money into a, you know, you're paying your landlord's mortgage, basically. So, and there are some benefits of owning a home, even if, you know, own the home and then go travel, you know. So it's good. It's good that they're looking at it that way. And I think it's, you know, good for the real estate market that we are seeing this group coming in and really wanting or showing the importance to them to own a home. And I think that's a lot about what Joel Seeger that I was talking about was going to be talking about in Sacramento next month, about the for the California Association of Realtors, really about, you know, California and the fact that our population in California is getting older. We have young people moving out. We have less people with families here. So when I talk about this one report about the Gen Z, you know, really getting more interested in buying a home, I think the real problem for California is they are thinking about that, but they're realizing that it's not going to happen for them in California, or at least not in Sonoma County. So they're starting now to look in other areas. So, you know, good or bad, that kind of is what's happening. It's sad that, you know, that our children can't afford to own a home here in California, or at least not here in Sonoma County. So I'm glad to see that the city is working on, you know, bringing in some affordable housing. But I really think, and allowing more housing to be built, and I think that will help kind of loosen up the market and make it more feasible for them, our younger people, to live here, and the police, and the, you know, the doctors and the teachers, and, you know, we need to have that segment of the community, to have a rounded community. We can't just be all, you know, wealthy second homeowners. It has to be more than that. So Anyway, that's my soapbox speech for today. So a little bit about real estate and what's happening in the local market. We do have 803 homes on the market. I think that's a little up from last week. You know, and what we've been telling our sellers is it's time. It's spring. We start telling you that in January. You know, be ready to hit the market in early February. If not, you know, just know that you're going to have more competition. So we are seeing it inch up a little. We are, you know, people are getting their homes on the market. Maybe it took them a couple of months to do some things that I actually have a list of suggestions that we'll talk about after the next break. But I, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get a house ready. And it's pretty unusual that somebody just, you know, calls us up and say, I want to put my house in the market, you know, tomorrow, let's do it. There's often things, and most, you know, more often than not, there are things that need to be done to get it ready. So just be aware of that and be aware that you are, you know, heading into the busy selling season. And as more homes come on the market, you know, yes, our interest rates are down and buyers are coming out and shopping. You now need to look better. You need to be, you know, more attractive in terms of the way you look and the way you're priced than you might have if you were the only house on the block. Now you've got some competition and just keep that in mind. So 803 single family residences. You know, what's interesting is 298 of those are in the million plus range. Of those 298, 29 of them are 5 million and up. Of those 29 that are 5 million and up, 7 of them are over $10 million. So we have, you know, when you look at the median price of all the single family homes in Sonoma County, there's 825,000 is the median price. And that's really high. And that's for active, not sold. So you're going to hear a completely different number of what's selling. And I don't have that because we're in the middle of the month and I don't want to round up the numbers and, you know, until we get, you know, beginning of May. We usually do it at the beginning of each month. But right now, median active is 825,000 and the highest price home on the market is almost $16 million. So, you know, that really skews that number, but it's just an interesting, you know, side note, I think, and especially when we're talking about affordability. 298 of the 803 active listings on the market right now are over $1 million. So that's a big number. And the thing is, they're, you know, they're selling. They're not all. Those ones that are real high, they take a long time. I mean, the average days on the market for the, you know, even the 3 million and up, they're, you know, 300 days, 137 days, 124 days. But then there's some that one that sold in 10 days that was over 4 million. So it's just an interesting market. Anyway, and as we're seeing prices go up, we're also seeing more condo sales and more condos coming on the market. And then mobile homes too. There's currently 83 condos on the market. There's 75 mobile homes. And you know, mobile home, it's kind of a catch. It's a good price. You can get a good price in a mobile home, and it's really a good option for somebody that can't afford a condo, and maybe you can get into a mobile home, and it looks really attractive at, you know, $200,000, $150,000. You just need to remember with a mobile home, financing is very difficult. There are a few places that do it, but very few. Except for the parks where they have actual, where they're on the foundation and you own the land, and there's a couple. But it's tough. So financing is tough. And rents in mobile home parks can be $1,200 a month. I mean, there are some that are, you know, $500, $600. Sometimes that includes utilities. More often than not, that does not include utilities. So it's just something to keep in mind where it's this really attractive price. And, you know, I think a lot of the young people that are looking at, you know, what they could afford are going, oh, I'll get a mobile home. It's like, well, you just need to understand that. And the other big thing that you need to understand with the mobile home is you have to not only, you know, pay for the mobile home, but you have to qualify for the park. So they have a credit application. It's basically a rental agreement with the park because you're renting the space. So part of a huge contingency of buying the mobile home is qualifying for the park. You have to be approved to live there. So just something to keep in mind for mobile homes. And then multi-units, there's 29, 2 to 4 multi-units, which, you know, duplex, triplex, fourplex. And then once you get over that 5+, there's 5 multi-units. So, you know, if you're looking at doing an exchange, wanting to get into a rental property, there are 29 active multi-units plus 5+ multi-units. So there's a lot of stuff coming on the market. And interest rates are low, so that's good. They're still remaining, you know, around 4% or under. It's kind of crazy how low they are again. And I think, you know, what the Fed's realized is that we better lower the rates. So it's really, I think, helping to offset the fact that we're having more homes come on the market. Anyway, so that's, you know, if you're looking to buy a home, if you need a realtor, I am always available and would love to talk to you about, you know, what you're looking for as far as buying and what we can do. And even if it's not yet, if you're not ready yet, you know, talk to me, talk to a lender, or if you don't have a lender, I can connect you with one. And a lot of times what the lenders do, even if you're not ready and you know you're not ready, don't wait till the last minute to talk to a lender. Sit down and talk with a lender now, and they're really good at helping you come up with a plan. They'll look at your credit score, they'll look at your income and your employment, and they'll explain to you. And this has been helpful, actually, with my daughter, who's in that, you know, that younger, she's just over the border of that younger range. but to be able to sit down with a lender and understand, you know, employment-wise, what a lender's looking for, you know, and it's interesting to note in that young age, if you're in school, if you're in college, they, and there's a gap in your employment, they consider that college. Whereas if you're an older person and you've got this big gap in your employment, they want to know why, they want to know what's going on. They want consistency in your employment. So when you're a little bit younger, there's some ways around that, but that's something that a good lender will do, is they'll sit down and explain that to you. They'll talk to you about, like I said, your credit score, but not only, you know, here's your credit score, but here's what we can do, you know, to bring your score up and make it to where you would qualify for a loan. And then talk about what, you know, this is how much money you're going to need with today's interest rate. This is what you're going to need as far as down payment. This is what a payment's going to look like. They're really, if your lender doesn't have time or won't take the time to do that for you, then you need to look for a different lender. Because there's some lenders out there that really will sit down and do that for you and do a great job at getting you ready for the market, because it's not, or getting you ready for, you know, getting out into the market. It's not impossible. And I think I applaud those young people that are wanting to own a home. And I, there's kind of a special place in my heart for for those buyers, those young buyers, or even the older buyers that have never been able to buy a home. You know, I'd say don't give up. Let's figure it out. And I'm glad to talk to you about it. Again, my number is 799-3617. I'm always glad to talk with you. We're also, here we are towards the end of the show, but the call-in number is here for the show, and I need to have them put it on the lead-in, because it used to be, and so we didn't, because Mike and I would always forget. So they actually put it on the lead-in, and now it's not there. So the call-in number is 707-636-1350. If you have a burning question, you can give me a call. But we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back, and I'm going to talk to you about getting your house ready for the market. What do you need to do? This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and I'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my 4 children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back and we're almost through the hour. You know, it's funny. We always... It goes so fast. And then we have guests on and they're all nervous. And, you know, I'll say, don't worry about it. It goes by really quick. And then we're done. And they go, oh, my gosh, that was so fast. And, you know, just when you get warmed up, it's time to go. I, as usual, I had lots of stuff to talk to you about. And I didn't some of it will carry over to next week. Next week, I'll let you know we're going to be talking about hard money lending, hard money you know, what you can use. And it's not just, there's a lot of different things you can do with hard money. So Forrest Tardabuono is going to be here, and he's with Sun Pacific Mortgage, and they do hard money loans. And it's a really a good solution if you are in that position where you own a house, you want to buy a house, you don't want to put your house on contingent of selling, you want to you know, there's different things you can do: a bridge loan, you can do a HELOC, a line of credit. But hard money is another good option. Or if you want to, you know, what about getting your house ready for sale? And it's just, you know, your place, it could really get more money out of it if you would put a chunk of money into it. You know, maybe that's something to talk to your realtor about and you know, discuss. But anyway, Forrest will be on here talking about hard money. So that's next week on the Real Estate Hour. And then just real quickly, I mentioned people moving in and out of the state. And I have a huge network of realtors across the country, and I'm kind of working on putting together something where I, you know, maybe once a month we have somebody call in and talk about what's happening in their market. You know, a realtor from, you know, Oklahoma or New Jersey or, you know, New York City. There's Arizona. There's a lot going on in Arizona. So, you know, and if you're thinking about moving in or out of California, I have the realtor for you on the other end. I can absolutely help you with that. And that's something that, you know, that we do or can do as realtors, and a lot of realtors don't utilize it as much as others. But really having a network of agents that I know and trust. And if you call me up and say, hey, I'm, you know, my daughter in Arizona is thinking of moving, do you know a realtor there? Can you recommend somebody? I absolutely do. I know them. I've met them. I've, you know, spent time with them, and I know that they do a good job. So, you know, that's something that I do as part of my business. I do a lot of referral business. So I'm glad to help you with that. But it's an interesting look here where Americans are moving, and the top inbound states in 2018 were those people moving into those states. The top were Idaho, Arizona, South Carolina, Tennessee, and North Carolina. So that's where the most people were moving into that state. And this is a survey that was done by North American Moving Services. So they're keeping track of who's moving cross country and moving into different states. And I'm sure they have a, you know, survey questionnaire when people make a move and use them. So to the top outbound states, no surprise that California is on there, number two, people moving out of California. It's interesting, though, they're not on the top five list, but California people are still actually moving into California. It's actually pretty high on the list of inbound states. But number one on the outbound states is Illinois. And the thought behind why that is they're a very highly taxed state. And that's kind of their speculation as to why people are moving out of Illinois. So California is number two. New Jersey is number three. And New Jersey, I know the prices are getting pretty crazy in New Jersey as well. Pennsylvania and Maryland, those are people moving out. And again, they think, you know, a lot of the reason why it has to do with taxes and obviously housing prices. I think I wonder with Maryland, if I know a couple of agents that live and work out of Maryland, and I know they're always complaining about the, you know, kind of the traffic and the, you know, it's close to Washington, D.C., and anywhere to get anywhere, it takes forever, and the roads are pretty busy. So who knows why people are moving out. But that's the list of top moving in and out places. And anyway, just keep in mind, if you are or know anyone moving, or if you're thinking of moving out of California, I'm glad to help you find an agent on the other end as well. If you're thinking about putting your house on the market here, there's some things, you know, just kind of a brief look. And it's stuff, you know, we've talked about it before, and you can go online and say, what should I do if I'm getting ready to move? But I'd say the first thing you should do really is you can go look at these tips. You can listen to me, but, you know, I would say have somebody come out, and I'm glad to do it, or if you have already, your favorite realtor, and it's not me, you can you know, call them out and say, hey, I'm thinking of selling my house. What should I do? Come take a look. And again, if they won't come take a look, then you need to find a different realtor. But really, where most of us are glad to come out, take a look, give you some tips on what you should do to get your house ready for the market. And really, just going down the list, the first thing, you know, curb appeal is everything. Really, it's not just when somebody pulls up in front of the front of your house, but even more important now in this age of, you know, the internet and all the, you know, the Zillow and all the places people go online to look at homes, even the MLS, you know, it's really important that we get good photographs in there. So I would say improve your landscaping. It really should be on top of the list, and not necessarily improve it, but just clean it up and maybe plant some flowers. And, you know, please don't do the entire lawn area with bark. It's just, it screams, I was in a hurry to get my house ready for the market. So let's take a look and figure out what we can do other than that. There are other things you can do. But really, then it's important that your realtor has a good photographer. And, you know, iPhones are great right now. They take some great pictures, but I would encourage you to, you know, use a professional photographer. They know what they're doing. They've got the filters that can really make it look good. And don't make your pictures look like, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking to the realtors right now, but, you know, it's nice when somebody can walk into the house and not think they walked into the wrong house, because it looks completely different than the pictures. So there's a fine line between getting the pictures good enough to get people into the house, or at least to the front yard, you know, and then, you know, we want to get you there. So that's why we make sure that we've got really good pictures. But then once you're there, you want it to look like the pictures. So improve your landscape. Curb appeal is huge. You want them to at least, you know, you don't want them to drive up and then go, oh, never mind, and keep going. So we want to get you there with good pictures. We want to get you to get out of your car with some good curb appeal. And then cleaning the outside of the house, you know, sweep the leaves up. Cobwebs is always has been a big deal. And Mike and I talked about that a lot with, you know, sweeping. Go use your front door, first of all. If you're one of those, you know, people that pulls up to the garage, pushes the little remote on and goes into the garage and then goes into your house through the garage, if you're getting your house ready for the market, go out your front door and walk in like a buyer would walk in. And, you know, clean the cobwebs, sweep up the leaves, make it look good. And then, you know, making little repairs, touching up little dings and dents and, you know, in the trim around the doors and stuff, you know, just make the house, get rid of all those little things and make it look good. Decluttering is huge. I don't think we're going to have time to go through the whole list, but I'll cover a little bit more next time. And really, if you're curious, give me a call, 799-3617. That's in the 707 area code. And I'm glad to come out to your house and talk to you about what you need to do to get your home on the market. This is Allison Norman. It's been Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Been a pleasure spending Sunday with you. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Damian Jones.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Kevon Looney.
I'm Draymond Green, and this is where the Warriors play.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.